Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Aztec Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AZT and on the OTCQB under the symbol AZZTF. Shad and I are chatting with Simon Dykowski, the president and CEO of Aztec. Now we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, July 7th. It is initial drill results from the Tombstone Project in Arizona. The first five holes of this 2021 Phase 2 program, total of 20 holes and just under 3,000 meters is planned. But these first five holes, it came back with some pretty good grades here, Simon, especially hole three. That's the headline hole here. We'd intercepted almost 6 grams per ton gold and a silver component of about 40 grams per ton silver over 32 meters. This also included a high-grade component of 15 meters at almost 12 grams per ton gold. Now, again, initial drill results from this program, but Simon, give us a little information on these first five holes, especially hole three. Where were they located in relation to some of the past drilling that's been done here?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Corey, for that introduction. And yes, we were extremely pleased with the results that we released yesterday. The highlight hole three, you pointed out, was about double the high-grade intersection that we drilled last year at the north end of the pit. And this setup M, where we were drilling the three holes off in a fan pattern, is about 100 meters north and to the west of the main area of central spoke drilling that we conducted last year. So your listeners will recall when we were drilling last year in our first phase, we painted with a broad brush and we focused in on three spokes or circular patterns, spoke patterns, to get a good feel for the geology of the old contention pit. So one in the north, one in the center, and then one in the south. And the broadest zones of mineralization we found were oriented near the center of the pit. We drilled those holes from the bottom of the pit. So this year we set up step out locations to the north and to the south of that central spoke, but set up on the western pit wall on the bench. So slightly to the west, and with hole three, your viewers could reference the cross section, but we hit a very broad zone of high grade mineralization, as you pointed out, 32 meters of over 6 grams gold equivalent within that 15 meters of almost 13 grams equivalent. So, you know, the best results that we've seen in any of the drill data and any of our own drilling to date. And I'll point out that holes three and four on the section you'll see represent a very broad intersection of bulk tonnage potential there. So the way it's set up on the western pit wall, the width of the mineralized zone potentially lends itself to a quite a favorable stripping ratio for potential mining down the road. And I'll also point out that hole five was terminated at just shy of 70 meters down the hole, and it was mineralized at the bottom of the hole. We simply had to terminate the hole due to the hole caving in hole conditions. So we are drilling with an RC rig. We're drilling through some old workings, which is good and challenging at the same time. The old workings indicate to us where the old timers 100 plus years ago were mining bonanza grade silver, but clearly leaving most of the gold behind. So it's a good indicator that we're drilling in the right areas. However, drilling through voids is always challenging. So the RC rig, it's good to punch through a void or two, but you do get challenging conditions as you get deeper down. So you know, just to reiterate, it's open at depth and open above those three holes on section from setup M, northwest of the central spoke last year.
Okay, I will post the cross-section image below this interview, as well as the drill map that outlines where these holes are compared to the holes from, well, historic drilling, especially from last year. You've already outlined a lot of the nuances within this cross-section. But overall, the grade, it's something that you even pointed to in your quote in that news, is that this grade, I think in a way, was surprising considering just how wide the intercept was of that 32 meters of almost 6 grams per ton. what could this mean for moving this project forward in terms of other drilling if you are seeing a potentially higher grade aspect or area over here?
Certainly. So, you know, it is definitely these initial results are encouraging. We do have 15 holes to complete, but just from a first blush, this will, you know, greatly aid our understanding of this contention structure, which was the richest part of the Tombstone Silver District. And it demonstrates a couple of things to us. You know, obviously, potential for more ounces with the higher grade zones, but also, you know, stepping to the west, which opens up possibilities in that direction. So instead of being strictly limited to drilling from the bottom of the pit, you know, we do have now some targets to the west. We also have these deeper CRD, silver, lead, zinc, Taylor style targets that we plan to drill later in the year below the pit. But given the high grade nature of the drilling that we're seeing in the north, west of the contention structure here, we plan to modify our core drilling program to really integrate both of those targets now. So we're starting to look at the bigger picture of, you know, what is driving this gold silver mineralization along the contention structure. Is it related to these deep geophysical anomalies that we've identified, and is it related to the deeper historic drill core drill intersections that we have data from, dating back to the late 80s, where Santa Fe Mining along the northern end of the pit at a depth of approximately 600 meters below the surface intersected semi-massive sulfide mineralization over a 7-meter width. And just to remind your viewers there, that forms some of the basis for our deep mineralization theory. But that drill hole, TR8, I believe, T8 was what it's called in our literature, but it returned 7 meters of nearly 9.1% lead zinc, 0.6% copper, and an ounce of silver. So, you know, very strong Taylor style mineralization. So, to sum up, yes, this is this is expanding our target area significantly. These first five holes, again, we have the 15 holes to finish over the summer, and then this will greatly expand our geological model and understanding of Tombstone and the contention structure for future drilling.
Yeah, Simon, that's pretty exciting. Some of the base metal values you're getting at depth, and if they are Taylor-like, that could be pretty exciting for the company. As far as the 15 holes that are still coming in this program, are any of those going to be those deeper holes, or could you explain a little bit about the other 15 holes, where you're targeting and where the focus should be for investors to keep tabs on?
Yeah, so good question. They will not be deeper than about 150 meters. So we are, you know, as I mentioned, we are limited with the RC rig and its depth. And to be frank with you, our intention was to test shallow targets. So that you know, we're going to stick with that original plan. But we are set up west of the initial drill pattern of 2021. So we are stepping west down dip, and then we're testing the strike extent to the south as well. So if investors and observers are interested to reference our map, you'll actually be able to see our planned drill platforms to complete this program. So it's largely based on a fence pattern, infilling in between the spokes, and then the fan pattern off of the fence setups test the down dip extension of the mineralized zones. So yes, they'll be in the same depth, and then the deeper drilling, it's more appropriate to bring in a diamond rig later in the year to complete that drilling.
That makes sense. Well, as far as some of these step out holes, do you envision from a bigger picture perspective eventually having maybe more than one pit, or will those all still fit into the same pit shell that you're looking at for this? So I didn't know if it was one primary or several satellite pits.
I think it's a little bit too early to be speculating on that. But if you look where the mineralization is, particularly in the center and the north, that is an extension of the existing pit. But, you know, we do have exploration targets to the west and elsewhere on the property. So it's a little bit too early. We're still in discovery mode right now. You know, at the end of this program, we'll only have 40 holes into this. I'll point out that almost every single hole has been well mineralized, so it's exciting from that perspective. And you know, what I think investors should key in on is the high grade that we're hitting at shallow depths. I mean, these are grades that you'd expect to see in a deep underground mine, and we're hitting them virtually 40 to 50 meters beneath the surface. So it's incredible. We're extremely pleased, and it's been a great start to the program. In terms of future results, so, you know, we have 13 holes drilled right now in various stages of analysis. So we do expect to have the drilling component of the program completed by the end of July, with samples being shipped and prepared, you know, into August. So we should have regular updates with drill results, you know, going through July and into August here. So, you know, might be summer doldrums for the markets, but not for our news flow. We're excited. You know, we'd been waiting a long time to get ready to drill again this year. We'd been preparing since the conclusion of our program last November, and we're happy that we were able to get started in late April and really hitting it hard in through June and July. So it's an exciting time for us after a bit of a lull in the exciting news flow as we were getting organized.
Okay, so lots of news to come. Simon, I want to circle back around just to that cross section too, because that three fan pattern here, we can see that it's open above, open to depth. Two notes that it's open to depth. Are you guys going to be following up in this current program, testing out any of these open areas?
Yeah, we do expect to follow up on some of those, as you point out. So you'll see in some of the later updates where we've tested, vertically and to the west of that of that structure.
Okay, how about cash in the bank too to move through this program? Where does the company stand? Also, understanding that you will be drilling in Mexico soon.
Yes, so we this portion of the program is fully funded. We're sitting with about $1.15 million in the bank. Most of the drilling has been paid for at Tombstone, so we're good with cash for right now. You know, as you point out, we do plan to drill in Mexico starting in September. The good thing there is that we have a fairly sizable program budgeted in terms of meterage at 5,000 meters, the first follow-up to our Virgin Gold discovery at Cervantes back in 2018, stepping out from the initial pattern there. However, the project does reside within a joint venture of which we're 65% owner. So the budgeted drilling program there is approximately $1 million Canadian, so $650,000 to us. We will require some funding, obviously, to complete that, but it's nothing that's going to break the bank or be dilutive. So, you know, there's the potential to fund that through warrants or a small raise. We're not there yet. You know, I don't want to suggest that we're imminently raising money to fund that, but it is subject to financing.
Okay, so then just in summary, in terms of news, drill results going to continue to come out of the Tombstone project, and then you will be down at Cervantes in Mexico. What time? Give us just a general summary here of news.
Yeah, so, you know, starting from today through to the end of August, we should have regular drill results from Tombstone, and of course, a summary and conclusions of the program. You know, likely heading into early September. And then our goal is to commence drilling at Cervantes sometime in September. Mid-September is the target. So we'll have news ramping into that program. And then, of course, results, through August and November there. And then, you know, if all goes well with both projects, we hope to recommence drilling operations at Tombstone towards the end of the year. So, it's going to be a busy time for news flow over the back half of the year. And, I think it represents a good time to get involved in this story. We're trading at about a $20-25 million market cap coming off, you know, very, very encouraging results in our perspective. So, obviously this is up to investors, but a good time to be getting involved in the Aztec story. You know, a lot of the hard work and assembling of the pieces of the puzzle has already happened. You know, we formed our joint ventures. We've put the team together who are able to execute on these drill programs, and we're ready to rock now.
All right. Well, Simon, we'll wrap it up here. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Aztec Minerals. We're going to follow along as more news hits the market. And also, if any of you have any questions, please email those to us, either fleck@kereport.com or chat@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Simon, I appreciate the update today. Thank you, and please stay in touch on the back of more news.
Okay, thanks a lot, Corey and Sean. Great to chat with you guys.